Hotel Bertolini.
The Signora promised us rooms with a view,
said Miss Bartlett.
Instead, she's given us rooms that look out onto the courtyard.
And she's from London,
said Lucy Honeychurch, Miss Bartlett's much younger cousin. Lucy looked at the English people sitting at the dinner table and the picture of the late Queen hanging on the wall.
It's just like a hotel in London. I can't believe that we're in Florence.
My room is not important,
Miss Bartlett continued.
But I wanted you to have a view.
Miss Bartlett said this because Lucy's mother had paid part of her travelling expenses.
You must have a view too,
said Lucy, and she thought,
it must be so awful for Charlotte, being poor.
An old man sitting opposite them suddenly said, I have a view. Miss Bartlett was surprised. It was bad manners to speak to strangers. The speaker had large eyes like a child.
This is my son, George. He has a view too. You can have our rooms and we'll have yours.
No, thank you,
said Miss Bartlett coldly. She did not want to talk to these people. They were clearly ill-bred. Every respectable person knew that ladies could not be under an obligation to gentlemen they did not know. This was especially true of young, unmarried ladies. And Miss Bartlett was responsible for Lucy.
Why not? Asked the old man. Women like looking at a view. Men don't. Why not exchange rooms with us? Tell them, George.
Of course they should have our rooms,
said the young man. He did not look at the ladies as he spoke, but his voice was perplexed and sad. Lucy, too, was perplexed. She had the strange...